This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida, where something new this year is a drone demonstration area. I'm with Stephen Gowdy, who's overseeing this. Stephen, tell me what goes on here, what you hope to achieve.
Well, there is a lot of excitement that's going on in regards to drones and small UAVs. So hopefully this, we can be able to get some exposure on what's actually happening. The great part about there's a lot of pilots here that are sport pilots and better, and these are the guys that have the immediate opportunity to be able to start using drones for commercial purposes right away, because there is a requirement that you are a sport pilot or better to be able to use your drone for commercial purposes.
Is that rule final now? My understanding was that it hadn't been decided that you needed a certificate for commercial purposes.
No, it actually, in the Modernization Act in 2012, Congress told FAA in both sections 332 and 333. In 332, they said you need to provide rules to integrate UAVs and drones into the airspace. Section 333 allowed them to provide a provision for exemption so that you can actually fly the drone for commercial in the meantime until the rules came out. That is in place today, and it says that you actually have to have a November tail number on your drone, you have to have a Section 333 exemption, and that you also need to follow the rules in regards to what the 32 rules happen to be.
So does that mean that the guys who have 333s now, when the final rule is in place, that they'll have to have at least a sport pilot license?
The Section 333 has a two-year period for it, and it's grandfathered in. So there won't be a situation where they have to immediately change. The new Part 107 that's supposed to come out either late 2016 or early 2017, the FAA is already years behind on that. And it may even take a little further because of other complications with OEM approval and so forth. But once that does come out, what they're saying in that proposed rule is that individuals will need to pass a ground school. And this ground school certification, and additionally, they'll also need to be vetted by the TSA and on. But it will remove at that particular time the minimum requirement of a sport pilot license.
Okay. Got that straight. Okay, so back to what we're doing here. We're inside a large hangar here at Sebring. So large, actually, there's a 727 poked into it. You have a netted cage set up here, and what are you demonstrating? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, the netted cage is for safety purposes as we fly drones in the cage to demonstrate to newcomers to the industry the capability and capacity of these drones. It truly is amazing. And I use drones loosely. Really, the classification is small, unmanned aerial vehicles, SUAVs. But the exposure, identification, so people can understand them. We're giving a talk even later this week in regards to what you can do with drones and in any type of commercial environment, how you can make money with these drones, either through real estate photography, commercial photography, or residential commercial, bridge inspections, tower inspections, utility, power line. I mean, the list goes on and on in regards to what's out there.
And what sorts of things are you flying here in the demonstration area?
Well, we have some local dealers that are here in regards to selling maybe the Chroma, the Blade Chroma. It's a replacement for their Blade 350 QXE, a good seller, and this Chroma is pretty amazing. They even lowered the price here for the show. Typically, it's about a $1,000 unit with a 1080p camera on it. So HD, fantastic gimbal on this thing. The price on that is down to $600 for a fantastic drone that'll do an immense amount of work. You can even get the 4K version camera on there for under $1,000, $900.
A lot of interest here, I notice. A lot of people wandering in and out. You're doing demonstrations during the day?
Yeah, a couple times a day and so forth. We're also talking and sharing with them how to get the Section 333 too, as well, as they are excited about seeing the drone, seeing them up and operational. The end result is that they then the next step is, okay, now that I've got one, what can I do with it? Can I make any money on it? How do I pay for my hobby?
Okay, well, thanks very much, Steve.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.